This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You can join us. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And you can talk about anything that happens to be on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
We'll give you the latest on the Malheur Federal Wildlife Refuge. That situation, still no new videos posted to the YouTube channel Defend Your Base in the last now nearly 48 hours. So we'll give you whatever we can dig up on that. Also, the Iowa caucuses are happening tonight. Some would argue that it doesn't mean that much. I believe Rick Santorum won the Iowa caucus in the 2012 election. Of course, he came nowhere near winning the actual election. So it'll be interesting.
It was an interesting time last time. First, they announced one winner. I think it might have been Mike Huckabee. Then they said it was Santorum. And it turned out that Ron Paul ended up with the most delegates at the convention. So maybe Daryl's piece about how the Iowa caucuses work will shed some light on how all that is possible.
So the interesting thing about Iowa, same with New Hampshire, is you can't necessarily win the nomination by winning either of those caucuses, but a poor showing in either the Iowa caucus or the New Hampshire primary can destroy your campaign.
Okay.
So you can't win it, but you can definitely lose it in either Iowa or New Hampshire.
So the actual caucus begins tonight. It hasn't happened. This isn't like an all-day-long vote thing.
Right. So caucusing and primary are completely different animals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an article that explains how the caucus works.
Let's talk about it.
It's a thing that you have to show up and be there for. So it's not, sometime between 11 and 7, come in and fill out a paper ballot.
This is more like... my understanding of the caucus is it's more of a party functionary kind of thing. Like the people who
is exactly a party function.
Right. I mean, the people who are going to show up to this are going to be the party adherents, the people who are more serious about being members of the Republican Party. Would you say that's true?
People that care more about either the Republican or Democratic Party take part in the caucus.
I would expect to see a core of the party functionaries, but also I know that Ron Paul brought in a lot of people who one never in a million years would have predicted would have been at the caucus or involved with that.
Right, a lot of young people were brought in by Ron Paul.
Yeah, and Donald Trump may do the same thing. He may bring in a bunch of people who don't ordinarily show up for caucuses, or his people may just not show up. That's another possibility.
I view a lot of the Trump support as like a mile wide and an inch deep.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll find out tonight.
We'll definitely find out.
And then a week from now on Tuesday is going to be the New Hampshire primary.
Yes.
So, Daryl, you've got a story here. Where's it from that is
it's
explaining?
It's from CNN, and it's basically a Q&A sort of thing or an FAQ. So start time is 7 o'clock Central Time, so starts in less than an hour. And you have to be there when it begins.
Or they lock you out.
They lock the doors.
Okay.
So if you're not there, they lock you out. So that's, the primary difference between a primary and a caucus is caucus, you show up, you're there until it's over.
Got it.
And the
two
parties...
But you can't leave?
Well, you could leave in theory, but you can't get back in because they lock the doors.
So no
secret break. You lose your vote. Because you have to keep voting during the night.
You have to remain there until it's completely finished.
All right.
And the two caucuses, the Republican caucus and Democratic caucus, operate completely separate ways. And CNN says
that
the GOP caucus is the simpler one. The caucus begins with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then activists get straight to the main event, selecting their presidential candidates in a binding vote. Each campaign gets the chance to have a representative make the final pitch to any wavering voters before a secret ballot. Some caucus sites might use a printed paper ballot. Others just go with a candidate's name on a scrap of paper. Raw totals of votes are tallied by local party officials and sent to the Iowa GOP headquarters, where running counts are kept. The Democratic one is a little more intricate. As soon as the meeting opens, attendees must declare a preference for a candidate. Typically, backers of each presidential hopeful physically stake out positions around the room. People who still can't make up their mind join a group known as uncommitted. This is where it gets complicated. In order to be considered viable, a group must clear a certain threshold, usually around 15% of the entire caucus turnout in each precinct.
Okay. And there are only three. Are there three candidates there, or are there just a bunch? Are there like 20-something like there are on the New Hampshire ballot?
Well, because there's no ballot,
right?
In theory, they could have 300 million people.
Okay.
Because well, that's that roughly there. How many people live in the U.S. There's about 300 million people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is no ballot. So the idea is
well, you could have as many people as you have at the caucus. Because could one person per put forward more than one candidate?
No.
So what you're saying is that would be your max.
So the maximum is the number of people in the room, not 300 million. But what you're saying is each of the individuals in the room goes into a group and stands with other people who agree
right.
with that candidate.
And there's three main Democratic Party candidates. There are several others that are like lesser candidates.
Yep.
I would not even really consider Vermin to be a lesser candidate, and here's why. Because Vermin's only gotten on one ballot. There are other people, like Rocky De La Fuente, who's gotten on like a dozen of the ballots so far. But he's not getting any media publicity at all. So there are candidates that have gotten on more than just the New Hampshire primary.
But you don't consider Vermin to be a lesser candidate?
He's definitely a lesser candidate, but he's not someone who is seriously seeking the Democratic Party's nomination.
Well, I mean, he's running a campaign. I mean, how do you know it's
not serious?
He's
running a campaign only in New Hampshire.
He wants to give everyone a pony, and that sounds like a serious promise.
Yes, he's running a campaign, but again, Ian, you are not listening to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Okay, what am I missing?
There are 51 different states and plus D.C.,
okay.
50 states plus D.C., that choose delegates to the Democratic Party National Convention.
Yeah.
There's only one of those ballots that Vermin Supreme is going to appear on.
Right, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Because it's the first primary in the nation. But that doesn't mean that he couldn't have a showing in Iowa. From what you just said, there's no ballot.
He could have a showing in Iowa, but he's not going to be on any other primary ballot. Rocky De La Fuente has qualified for, I think, every other primary ballot that's had a filing deadline so far.
Okay.
There are others that have. I just don't remember their names. So when I say lesser candidates, I'm meaning, people that are actually putting forth an effort to be on more than one ballot.
I gotcha.
By that count, no, Vermin Supreme is not what I would consider to be an actual Democratic Party candidate.
What do you consider
him? Yes, he's on a ballot.
How many ballots are you on,
Daryl? I consider him one of the world's great performance artists.
How many ballots are you on, Daryl?
Right now, I'm on at least two.
Okay, so you're doing better than Vermin. Is it when you get your second presidential ballot that you become a serious candidate? Because you've been serious the entire time.
The Libertarian Party only has like four primary ballots that they're even on. So the fact that I'm on at least half of them,
right?
Would show some kind of semblance of, effort.
Well, I think Vermin's putting a lot of effort in.
Effort into campaigning only in New Hampshire.
It's an important place to campaign. If you've got a limited budget.
I'm not saying it's not.
If Vermin won New Hampshire, don't you think that the publicity would propel him to a win across the nation?
I think it would definitely get him on the board.
Because he's not going to be on it. Winning New Hampshire does not get him them on ballots that had filing deadlines 2 months
ago.
But
it could still create a grassroots groundswell of support that could result in him winning some caucuses. It could result in, you know, an explosion of Vermin Supreme. Toll-free number 855-453. I think you're a serious candidate, and I think he's seriously funny and is, you know, serious about making an impact for what he thinks is important. So I wouldn't rank him as a non-candidate. He's out there. He's campaigning. He's making campaign stops and appearances, and I'd say he's doing as much as you are, Daryl. He just hasn't been as successful. He hasn't tried to get
he's
on other ballots.
He's looking very presidential, I'll say.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. Join us.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly. She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype username, lrn.fm. So you don't have to talk about the Iowa caucus. I mean, ultimately, it doesn't really matter who wins. But it's a kind of a curiosity of, you know, how the whole thing works. I've never been to a caucus before. So Daryl's telling us about the details on that. And you can share your thoughts on whatever happens to be on your mind. We also have a website at freetalklive.com where you can create the content right there. Completely free. It's a Reddit-based system. You can submit different items to that, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've submitted. And if you want to help Free Talk Live out, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. You click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very, very simple, easy to do. We'll give you an update on the latest from the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge when we get a chance. There's been a rally in the nearby town of Burns, Oregon, to support them. We'll share more with that. And again, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, plus the Free State Project, less than 75 signers away.
Woohoo!
From 100%. We'll definitely get deeper into that as well. So, Daryl, you were telling us about the Democratic version of the caucus, which isn't getting as much hubbub around it, and it's a little bit more of a complicated process.
Yes.
So what you've described so far, if I'm understanding correctly, is the people who are in the room for this caucus, I presume, are both of these things, the Republican and Democrat, open to just voters who are registered as Republicans or Democrats, or do you have to actually be like a party member, like a member in good standing or something?
Registered voters.
Okay, so anyone who's a registered voter can go into this place where they're having this thing. Then they go over to where their candidate had, like, a specific area where a representative from each candidate is standing, purportedly.
Yes.
And then they sort of group off into who they support. That's what I've seen so far.
Yes, that's the way the Democrats do it. The Republicans will have either a printed ballot at the precinct or just a scratch piece of paper, and then you write down who it is that you're voting for.
Now, how many precincts are there in Iowa? Slightly over 1,000?
I don't have that number in front of me, but I can try to find that unless Ian wants to do a Google search.
I'll see what I can do.
You
said the Democratic thing got more complicated once people get grouped
off.
Right,
the Democratic thing gets more complicated once people start grouping off. In order to be considered a viable group, the group must clear a certain threshold, usually around 15% of the turnout in that precinct. Once the first round votes are tallied, anyone stuck in a group not deemed viable has the chance to align with a candidate who has passed the threshold. And from what I understand, people that are in
a
group
wipe out anyone less than 15% first round.
Right. And if you're in a group, let's say you're in the Vermin Supreme group,
yep,
Ian, and Vermin winds up only getting 14%. You can go to a different group, and then people from whatever group you go to, they could be like, I don't want to be in the same group with Ian. They can go to the candidate that is leading, or they can go to another candidate. So you're not stuck with your group once you get to a group.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can, you know, like change your mind.
Sure.
During the caucus.
It does say here on the Wikipedia page that Iowa has 1,682 precincts. So they don't all just go to one room, huh? This is done at different locations?
Correct. So each precinct,
okay,
like, you know, with a primary, you've got a polling place.
Okay.
With a caucus, there's a polling place. It's just not open all day. You show up during caucus time.
Yep.
And if you're not there before the door closes, you don't get in.
See, I was envisioning like a big concert hall or something.
No. It's not a convention.
It's
not a party convention.
So there are thousands of these things going on simultaneously tonight then.
Yes.
Got it. So the Democrats and the Republicans are actually going to the same place. They're going to at the same time.
I don't think they're in the same place at the same time. I think there's, you know, in each one of these towns, there's going to be the place for the Democratic caucus and a place for the Republican caucus.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, happening in the same room at the same time.
A different location in the same precinct.
Yes.
The idea. Wow. This is complicated.
Yes. So the article now says, this year it's unlikely that supporters of Martin O'Malley, who is scraping along at low single digits in the polls, will struggle at many caucus meetings to form a viable coalition. The former Maryland governor thinks differently, saying at a CNN town hall Monday night, quote, my message to the O'Malley supporters across the state is this, hold strong at your caucus. CNN continues by saying, but it's one of the cruel realities of the caucuses that if the O'Malley pack is too small, all the determination in the world will not be enough, and his supporters will have to decide whether to join backers of either former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton or Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders during a second count known as a realignment period. They then ask the question, is that the only difference? No. A controversial aspect of the Democratic caucus is the lack of secret ballot.
Because everyone's standing there seeing each other.
Yes.
That's interesting.
That means
so social pressure's on.
People will have to live with the vote they cast in front of their friends and neighbors for the next 4 years, and the faint of heart may be susceptible to pressure from
sure
more vociferous contemporaries. Thus, a candidate who wins the first round of a caucus is not home safe. They can still end up losing if their supporters fail to win over backers of candidates eliminated for not passing the threshold and instead see that support goes elsewhere. One reason why the organization and training of precinct captains is so crucial for campaigns.
So hold that thought. I want to know more about this idea of, you know, non-secret ballot, because there's an argument, there's obviously a strong argument against that, but what's the argument for it? The toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to George listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, George. George in California. Going once.
What do you
think
is going to happen if Hillary... I'm here.
Yes, sir. Yes, you are here now. Go ahead.
Okay. What do you guys think is going to happen if Hillary actually gets indicted?
I have no idea.
I would predict a trial.
It depends on when she gets indicted
let's say
to determine whether or not it impacts her campaign or not.
Right, but if it happens in July, it's too late for anybody else to get on the ballot.
Depending on when in July, because the Democratic Party's convention is not until, I believe, the middle or towards the end of July.
Now, this is about the email thing?
Well, yeah.
Something about her. Yeah.
There's a deadline for getting on the ballot. You can't, like, it's passed for most states already. You can't get on the ballot anymore.
No, so the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are on the ballot automatically.
Correct.
And the state officials file papers after the presidential convention. So if, let's just say that it winds up she gets indicted 3 weeks after the national convention, there might be processes to where they could wind up if they've not filed paperwork to where they can say, oh, no, here's our nominee. But even if there's not necessarily a process on the books, because it's the Republicans and Democrats that wind up sitting in the seats of power as secretaries of state, they'll do what they need to make sure she's on the ballot.
Pull the strings.
And there's actually something interesting about Texas in 08 that I'll talk about.
George, hold it. If you've got more, George, you can stand by. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If she is indicted, what will the charges be and what's she facing? It's Free Talk Live.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The beginning of the 2016 primary season is officially upon us with the caucuses happening in Iowa tonight. Daryl's giving us some detail on exactly what that means for those of us who've never been involved in such caucusi or caucusing. In the past, you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. There's a movement in healthcare today of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you and I who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading that movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. Choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good at joinlhs.com. That's join LHS, like Liberty HealthShare, joinlhs.com, or call them toll-free, 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041. We just had a gentleman call in, and he dropped off the line about Hillary and these purported charges, an indictment that might come down against her for what you said, I think, while we were off the air, Daryl, about mishandling classified data. She sent some data through a private email server.
She had all of her emails, the official Secretary of State emails, while she was Secretary of State, she had all of those running through her private server, that was in her home office in New York. And there are rules and regulations about government employees not being allowed to run email through a private server. They're supposed to run everything through the official government servers. And a lot of the info that she had on her server was classified. Some of it was above classified, so what they call the
top secret.
Top secret. And so some of that has not been made public. Most of what was going through her server has been made public, even the classified stuff. They just went through and, like, redacted a bunch of stuff. But the top secret, they said, yeah, this is too classified. We can't even redact it to make it public. So these 22 emails are not going to wind up being made public. But the question that the caller had was specifically about candidate, who would be on the ballot if Hillary was the nominee and then got indicted. And
presuming that anyone would change it out. I mean, because I would think they'd back their candidate in this case. It's not like she raped somebody.
True.
Well, her husband did, and they backed him, so.
Yeah. Right, but if the Democratic Party did decide that, you know, we want somebody else, if Hillary said, you know what, I got to go to jail, so I can't run a campaign, I'm withdrawing.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. If.
You know, I'm just saying if.
Yeah.
So if something happened and she withdrew after the convention in July, there are processes in most states for switching out a candidate. And I would presume that in the states that don't have those processes in their statutes, the secretaries of state would wind up making up an excuse, make up a reason to allow it.
There was that one guy who was on the ballot as a corpse, though. Remember that? Like, it was a few years ago. I think he beat John Ashcroft. Remember John Ashcroft was, like, the attorney general for
George Bush?
It was
the guy
Bush?
That died 3 days before the election.
Oh, was that close? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was just, you know, like, a couple days beforehand.
That was one of my favorite elections of all time because a dead guy beat John Ashcroft on the ballot. I thought that was awesome.
Right, it was one of those things. He died and the party said, okay, if you vote for this guy, his wife will take office.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they already had a surrogate.
So they got something, yeah. Okay.
But in Texas, back in 2008, and this is something that most people are not familiar with, both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party failed to properly notify the Secretary of State of who their candidate was going to be.
Oops.
And
the rules got bent.
The rules got bent. The only candidate that properly met the deadline was Bob Barr from the Libertarian Party.
Can't have the we can't have that. I mean, can't have the Libertarian Party being the only candidate.
Texas Secretary of State, and I believe this went to court, and I forget exactly how the court ruled, but, you know, like, things were changed to make exceptions.
Yeah. It would be too iconoclastic. They couldn't have someone not seeing Democrats and Republicans on the ballot. It would blow people's minds. They wouldn't be able to process it.
Yeah.
You know what? Just before we go on here, there's another call, I think, about Hillary. We'll get into that here. But it's interesting looking at, like, the Republican sort of news sites crowing about Hillary's supposed impending indictment as though, ha-ha, we got her! We got her! Go but get him!
They've
as
been,
though the feds are going to do
doing
anything.
This for over a year.
Right.
There have been these articles for over a year.
I know,
there have
I know.
Been all of these Benghazi hearings.
And the idea is, like, okay, you really believe they're going to go after Hillary Clinton. You really think that even if they bring her an indictment because they have to, like, make it look like they're still adhering to their rules or something because otherwise they'd lose more legitimacy in people's eyes, even if they bring an indictment, she's not going to go to prison over this. They're going to say, here's a $100,000 fine like they apparently did with General Petraeus.
Yeah, David Petraeus took a plea, wound up getting some probation, paid a fine.
Yeah.
And then there were recommendation letters coming from Congress and some military organization somewhere.
Hillary's got 100 grand.
He did not get a demotion, and he keeps his $200,000 a year pension.
Sweet. I mean, you really can't beat that. She's got $100,000. These politicians likely have millions of dollars.
What Petraeus did, I would dare say, is worse than what Hillary did. Mm. Because David Petraeus handed over classified information to his mistress, who was also his biographer. Here you go, sweetie. Here's reams of classified stuff. Go write my biography.
if you want to join us here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So color me, you know, not really concerned about the impending fantasized jail term for Hillary Clinton. I mean, look, I wouldn't mind seeing politicians actually have to go to jail because then they'd know what it's like, but this is not going to happen. She's protected. She's one of the protected class.
I'm one of the few libertarians that does not advocate jail for politicians. Not because
I don't think
they're horrible people, but they're already getting, you know, food, housing, everything else paid for at taxpayer expense. If you send them to jail, they're still going to wind up getting their food, housing, and everything else paid for at taxpayer expense. I think that what should be done is eliminate their pensions and make them actually work in the private sector and, you know, be productive people.
Get her a job at McDonald's. Let's go to Joe listening in Morris,
she'd
Alabama.
Probably screw up my burger and...
Yeah, these politicians don't know how to work. They've been politicianing all the time. Go ahead, Joe. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I think
politicking.
Great if they had to go get a real job. What I was wondering is a far-fetched if President Obama would pardon Hillary. And then if she got to be president, she would put him on the Supreme Court along with her husband. Would that be possible at all that we would have Bill Clinton on the Supreme Court with the...
Well, they'd have to open up a Supreme Court seat because they generally go until they
and
retire.
It's, you know, largely presumed that one or two justices that are getting up in, like, their 70s are probably going to retire in the next 4 years.
Do they ever put non-attorney, or like, I guess, is Bill Clinton an attorney?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. I don't think he's practiced in a long time. Generally, what they do for Supreme Court justices is promote somebody that's been a federal court judge at, like, the appeals court level.
Right.
But in theory,
they could break from that.
In theory, you could wind up putting a non-practicing attorney that's never been a judge on the Supreme Court. It would be incredibly odd, but, you know, it could happen.
Judge Napolitano, I always thought, would be a great Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, not going to happen in our lifetime. Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Iowa caucus is just minutes away from starting. Daryl, you were still, I think, I don't know if we finished up the explanation of how the Democratic side of things works with people using, they're not using secret ballots there. And so that kind of changes how all of it plays out, or it could. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us toll free. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733 as the Iowa caucuses are about to get started in approximately 15 minutes or so in Iowa. Daryl has been giving us details on how it all plays out, both the Republican and Democrat versions. The Republican version a little more simple than the Democrat version, where there's a group of people in each caucus. They then go over to where their representatives are from each candidate, and they sort of group up.
That's how the Democrats
do. Democrats, that's what I was talking about.
The Republicans use a secret ballot.
Right. And is it just one vote in the Republicans, or are there more than one vote in the Republicans?
It sounds as though there's only one vote.
Okay.
But my understanding of some of the things that happened back in 08 and 2012 both is that some of the groups realized that they might not have enough support to win, so they were making these sort of insider deals of, we'll throw our support to you if you can get a hold of your people over in another precinct to support us, and then we'll split the delegates up at a later point. So, you know, there are ways that little backroom deals can be made in the Republican caucuses, but it's not as transparent, if you will, as in the Democratic caucus.
Whereas in the Democratic caucus, people are in a room and then they walk over into groups that support each of their candidates. Then there's a first cutting, if you will, of the lower performing candidates.
If there's anybody under a certain threshold and they say it's generally around 15%.
Then those guys get eliminated, and then whoever was voting for the lower vote-getting candidates then can move to a different – anyone can move around to a different candidate.
Anybody can move around after that first tally.
For a second vote at that point. But as you're pointing out, this is not secret. So when somebody's friend walks over on the other side of the room, there's going to be that pressure of, do you join your friend? Does your friend want to leave from where you're standing? And, like, you know, are people saying things like, I'm not going to like you anymore if you go and vote for so-and-so?
Right.
You know, what levels of social pressure are going on within this room? Because these are people who live in the same community who are voting together.
Yes, oftentimes the same neighborhood, not just the same municipality.
Right. So what do you think about that? I know there's more to how it all works, but
you know, obviously the argument for the secret ballot is you can vote for who you really want to vote for. Is there a reason to have a not secret ballot?
Irrefutability is the first one. If we did not use secret ballots, then, you know, you could actually publish who voted for whom, and then people, if somebody's vote was miscounted and it says on the list, you voted for Sanders, and you say, no, no, I voted for Paul.
So you don't have to trust a vote counter with it.
Exactly. Okay. That's the biggest benefit to non-secret ballots.
And there's also, from a party perspective, and this is something that we see at least a small movement of within the New Hampshire State House, there's a group that wants to be able to punish their party member people for not going along with the party line.
Yeah.
And we saw this after the Speaker of the House election last year, to where somebody that was not the party's nominee wound up getting elected as Speaker of the House, and a bunch of people wound up getting upset and saying, you know, like, these people should wind up having to be punished, but we don't know how to punish them because we don't know who voted this way, so there should not be a secret ballot for Speaker elections. But yet, these are the same people that want to not use a roll call for every vote. And I've called them out on their hypocrisy of, wait a second, if you're claiming transparency, then shouldn't every vote you make be a roll call?
Absolutely.
And they said, no, because that would be too arduous. So you want to pick and choose how you play politics.
Sure. All right, let's continue.
So once the final vote is complete, local officials work out how many delegates from a precinct each candidate gets to send to the local county convention, which is the next step in a process that will end at the national convention in July.
Oh, my God. So this isn't like a one-day thing even close to it. This is a multi-tiered stage.
So you wind up, each one of the precincts winds up electing delegates to the county convention.
And I'm sorry, is that clear? True of both the Republicans and Democrats?
Okay. County convention then elects delegates to the state convention.
Okay.
State convention then elects delegates to the national convention.
Ugh.
So, yes, this is not just a one-day thing, but the results from this are the only thing that really get
publicized. Because what you were telling me...
And then at a later point, they wind up saying, oh, and this is how many delegates Ron Paul got.
So what, I think Rich was saying a little while ago, off the air, was it Ron Paul got 22 out of 28?
22 of the 28 delegates in 2012.
In Iowa.
Rick Santorum, who actually won the caucus, wound up with 0 delegates.
Interesting.
Mitt Romney, who came in second, had 6 delegates.
Now, how long between the vote or the caucus tonight and the county
weeks.
Thing? The county thing.
Months, okay. Maybe.
Yeah. Now, I think it may well be that Santorum had already dropped out of the race. Obviously, it was at some point before the national convention when he dropped out of the race.
Right.
I wonder if that had something to do with his ending up with 0 delegates.
Possibly.
If his delegates were able then to reselect again. That's
very possible, because there was the whole thing of it was just a couple of votes between Santorum and Romney, and I think Romney wound up getting announced as the winner, so Romney carried on momentum into New Hampshire. Santorum started losing momentum and then dropped out a couple weeks after New Hampshire, I believe. So, yeah, that's probably why he wound up with 0 delegates, but it's still, you know, delegates aren't necessarily decided tonight, but they can project a number of delegates.
I'll tell you something. I used to be a great lover of the Constitution, and I have to say that having seen the bizarre machinations of American politics, that I would much rather see a parliamentary system with proportional representation than this monster. How can can you tell if they're following the rules if nobody even really understands what the rules are?
And the first rule is we can change the first rule is we can change the rules when we want to.
Which is what they did to Ron Paul supporters back in 2012 and 2008.
Both 2008 and 2012. They were doing it before that. Back in 2000, they were changing rules because John McCain was getting support. So they changed the rules when it fits them to change the rules.
They literally silenced them. They turned off their microphones. They banned them from the auditorium.
Turning off the microphone, that's not changing a rule. That's just being an a-hole.
Well, I mean,
there's no rule that you don't vote to, do we turn off the microphone now?
That's an indicator that they don't have any respect for their own process, right? The idea is if there's a microphone and candidate supporters are able to go and speak at that microphone, and then you turn off the microphone to where Ron Paul supporters cannot actually have their voices heard, there may not be a rule saying you can't turn the microphone off, but it's just good common sense that, you know.
Now, one thing that I really wonder is what's going to happen if they try the same kind of dirty tricks on Donald Trump that they tried on Ron Paul.
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
I can see that happening because they're at least, I mean, I don't know if they're trying to appear not to like him or if they actually don't like him.
The establishment doesn't like Donald Trump.
They're definitely making that kind of noises.
So let me jump through a little bit more info. Ian, you had asked earlier about who can vote. And as I suspected, it's only registered Democrats and Republicans. So independent voters don't get to show up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be a registered member of, you know, a registered voter of either of the parties.
Okay.
And
do they have same-day registration like ours?
Doubtful.
I don't believe they do.
Very few states have same-day. I don't know what the number is, but I don't think it's too many.
And generally, caucus participation, they say, has been around 20% of registered voters in each of the parties. In 2004, there were 500,000 registered Democrats in Iowa, but only 124,000 showed up on caucus night. In 2012, there were 614,000 registered Republicans, 121,000 showed up. And 2008.
Wait, did you say there were 1.something million registered Democrats? Did I miss?
Half a million.
Oh, half a million. Okay.
And 124,000 showed up.
Okay, got it.
In 2008, it was an anomaly because there was the hotly contested Democratic primary between Clinton and Obama, and that wound up having a pretty decent turnout of about 240,000 Democrats.
Does it say
half a million?
Does it say who won versus Clinton and Obama back in 2008, the caucus?
Probably somewhere in here, but I don't see it.
855-450 free. Join us on Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.